Joining us now to discuss this is Andy Moore, the Brilliant Research and Development and Quality Control Manager at NPL, which stands for Nutritional Performance Labs. And she'll be explaining how creatine is evolving from a workout supplement into a daily wellness essential. Andy, thanks so much for chatting with me here on The Home Run. Let's start, and I want to say let's start by being honest. I mean, it doesn't imply let's get to not being honest, but please be honest. When people hear creatine, do they still think it's just for bodybuilders?
Hi, Paula. Thanks for having me on the show. So for the longest time, creatine has been associated with bodybuilding and big, strong, muscular men. However, creatine is simply a compound that delivers energy in a highly absorbable format to the cells of the body. So it has so many other benefits than just building muscles.
Continue.
Creatine monohydrate, which is the one that we would like to chat about today, is actually the most researched sports supplement on the market and has the most research in all history of sports nutrition. So creatine monohydrate has also been found to support cognitive function, muscle health, energy production, and also helps to prevent muscle loss as we age.
Now, you have written that hydration is about more than just drinking water. Can you break that down for us?
Yes, sure. So when we are physically active or when it's really, really hot outside, our body loses fluids in the form of sweat. So our sweat isn't just water on its own, but it also contains essential minerals like salt, magnesium, and potassium that are all vital for the processes in our body. Rehydrating can be adequate just using water alone, but it doesn't replace those lost minerals, which are essential for nerve function, muscle function, aiding the regulation of blood sugar. You don't have to be a comrades marathon runner to need electrolytes. It's something that we all need, and keeping hydrated is a daily requirement. So just using electrolytes is a smart way to do it. Compared to just taking water alone.
There's a line that I loved. Creatine may support hormone balance. Now, that's not something that one hears every day. How does that work, especially for women?
Exactly. We want to highlight that creatine is not just for men and is arguably more important for women, as our bodies don't actually have the same creatine stores that men do. So our requirements are actually higher. Women usually don't build and retain muscle mass as effectively as men do because of our lower testosterone levels. You can also see that the menstrual cycle can affect creatine metabolism due to estrogen and progesterone fluctuations. Lower estrogen also during menopause can lead to muscle loss. So supplementing with creatine can also help to support hormone balance through maintaining that muscle mass.
And what about creatine's role in brain function? Is this the new secret weapon for tired parents, students, and overworked professionals?
100%, yeah. So more recent studies are showing that creatine has a positive impact on brain health and cognitive function. Creatine provides that rapid source of energy to the cells, like I told you, in the form of ATP or adenosine triphosphate. Supplementing with creatine can also help to maintain energy in the brain when your brain is working overtime, promoting better memory, focus, and mental stamina. So yeah, using it can definitely be a way to combat that brain fog, especially at the end of the day, or promote better focus at work or during your studies.
So brain fog certainly is real, because I'm still blaming COVID on that.
Then I think it's time to try some creatine.
Yeah, I think so too. What makes creatine with electrolytes like NPL, the Nutritional Performance Labs, Hydra, what makes that different from just chugging water or an energy drink?
Yeah, so creatine Hydra is a new product that we've just launched. It's just come out the last few weeks, so it's really exciting. This is a product that contains creatine monohydrate as well as those essential electrolytes. As we discussed earlier, taking electrolytes before, during, and after exercise is essential for promoting fluid balance and supporting muscle function. So you're going to get that recovery from those electrolytes, as well as electrolytes can also support the transport and absorption of creatine into those muscle cells. Back in the day, people would take creatine with a whole lot of carbohydrates like sugar and fruit juice just to help it be absorbed more effectively. But we found a way to improve the absorption with a sugar-free formulation of using electrolytes and the creatine together.
You know, when I started chatting with you, I was saying when people hear creatine, do they still think it's for bodybuilders? And that's certainly the impression I had. But listening to you, you're busting a lot of the myths. What's the biggest misconception that people have about creatine today?
Yeah, I think it has got this reputation. I'm not sure where it came in with being a steroid or something that's scary and dangerous, but it is the most tested supplements ever, or that's around today, and has actually been found to be safe in a lot of situations, even pregnancy and in children over the age of 12. There are a lot of benefits. So creatine is also something that you can find in meat. If you're having a nice steak tonight, you are getting some creatine in. And then I think a lot of people are worried to try it because there is a myth that it can cause weight gain. That comes from creatine drawing water into the cells, which causes temporary water retention in the cells. So this is definitely not fat gain and usually subsides after about 1 or 2 weeks of use.
And for someone who's listening, who's never touched a supplement in their life, and I mean, I don't know if there are still people like that, but where's a safe and smart place to start?
Yeah, so I'm a dietitian. So number one for me is always food. But I am, you know, this is my job. I develop these amazing products for people that need to get more convenient supplements into their diet and their lifestyle where food isn't enough. So keep it simple. You don't need to take 10 different things and there's no quick fix. I think take a look at your health and lifestyle and what you want to improve, pinpointing those target areas and then building a stack of like 2 to 3 products to take your product progress to the next level. And remember at NPL, we have a full team of product specialists who are ready and available to help guide you to find the right products. You could just email or chat to us on social media and we'll be able to help.